to. Yeah.
I wanted to ask one special question. It's about how we can...
We record it? Okay. Yes, that means okay.
It's not...
Yeah, go ahead.
How we can dedicate, be more dedicated to Radharani than to Krishna? How to improve this service to Radharani? Like in the mind, because always we have like Krishna or Radha Krishna, but...
Well, let me ask you, you're asking how to increase our attachment and save the Radharani.
Yes.
What is the best service you could do for Radharani? I'm asking you.
Exactly.
Service means pleasing someone. You just Anukalina Krishna Shila Bhakti Uttama. Service means favorable activity done for the pleasure and happiness of another person. That's seva. So how can you please and satisfy Radharani to the umpteenth degree, the best possible way? I'm asking you.
So it can be transcendental answer or simple answer.
It's all transcendental.
Krishna in the kunja, like this service.
Exactly. The best service to Radharani is to offer her Krishna, to bring Krishna to meet Radharani and enjoy Radharani, because it's Radharani's ras, her rati with Krishna. Everyone has a rati, has a permanent, emotional, loving relationship with Krishna as a mother, as a friend, as a servant, as a lover. So Madhurya rati, what distinguishes Madhur Rati from Vatsalya, you offer your entire body for the pleasure of Krishna. So the gopis offer their entire mantandan, body, mind, words, for Krishna's pleasure. And Radharani is the most pleasurable gopi and satisfies and pleases Krishna the most. And she loves more than anything. She exists every second just for Krishna's happiness. So the manjaris, the sakis, are the Radha Sneha Adik manjaris, Bhavalas Rati manjaris. Their whole ambition in life is to bring Radha and Krishna together. As Radharani is not happy when she's not with Krishna, she either wants to hear about Krishna, it's called Rasodgar. Rasodgar means Madhurika Sakhi comes in the morning, or Shamala Sakhi comes, they go to Nandagram, they take part in all that, what's going on with Krishna, the coward boys in the barn and Goshala, and they collect all the information and run off to Yavat or Barsana and give Radharani all the latest news about Krishna before breakfast and after breakfast when Radharani's busy and not there. And so that's called Rasagar. When she hears about Krishna, she can relish the ras of being with Krishna just by hearing about him. So this is the whole life of the sadhaka, is meditating on Radharani and Krishna together. You see all of our books in the Radharas Sudaniti, verse 259, it says, this famous verse, he says, this is Prabodhananda Saraswati is praying, verse 259. He says, I chant the best of mantras, the Krishna mantra, which means Gopal mantra. It's his Diksha mantra. I worship the best of form of Bhagavan. I worship a murti of Krishna. I chant the Harinam Sankirtan, Krishna Nam, Harinam is Krishna. And I serve Krishna. And all the, and he's doing all these services of Krishna, worshiping Krishnamurti, chanting Krishna Sangha. I study the best of books of Srimad Bhagavatam. I do all these activities every day. And while I'm doing these activities, my constant prayer is, oh Krishna, please make me a Kinkari of Radharani. So, he's in Manjari Bhav, he's in Sakhi Bhav. So he's worshiping Krishna, but he's doing, because we have, all of us are doing the same thing. We chant Japa, Krishna Nam Japa, one lakh or whatever. We do Puja Giriraj with Krishna or Shalagram with Krishna. We're worshiping Krishna. But all everything we're doing, we're praying, please engage me in the service of Radharani's lotus feet. And the service of Radharani is to bring her with Krishna, and carry messengers to Krishna and all these things. So we don't, it's, we're serving Krishna and Radharani side by side together. We're Gaudiyas are called Yuga Upasakas, but our orientation is towards Radharani. Because we're Radharani's personal servants. We're not Krishna's personal servants. We're Radharani's personal servants. So we're always thinking of Radharani. But don't take Krishna out of the picture. It's just that we developed, that's why it's a sneha. It's sneha adik. Adik means extra affection for Krishna. The Manjriya has more affection for Radharani than Krishna. And we have like 1,000% affection for Radharani and 900% for Krishna. I mean, it's exactly the same. Don't get into that, you know. Sometimes people get into that and say, Radharani is our Ishta Devata, we're Manjri, so we should just chant Radhi, 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 Jai Radhi, 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 Radhi. That's very nice. That's a nice thing to do. But first chant 16 rounds and then chant Radhi Radhi or one lakh or whatever. Chant Radhi Radhi. But we do Harinam Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya, he was in the greatest form of Sakhi Bhav. He was in Mahabhava Radharani. He was performing Nam Sankirtan. Krishna Govinda Jayavana Malayi. He was chanting in Chaitanya Bhagavad. You can see the different Nam Sankirtan he was doing. Jaya Krishna Govinda Gopala Vanamali. Jaya Krishna Govinda Gopala Vanamali. Like these kind of names, nice names. Not much record that he chanted Hare Krishna. Not too much information regarding that. But it does not mention Chaitanya Bhagavad. He instructed Sangriyasas to chant the Maha Mantra, and he chanted it, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But when it says when he was doing Nam Sankirtan, he listed Nam Sankirtan he was doing in the Bengali shlokas of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Jaya Govinda Gopal, Krishna Murari, and Vanamali, and nice rustic names. But the name Krishna is there, and Hari is there. So that's Krishna and Radha Bhav, Mahabhav. That's what he's chanting. But we're not Krishna, we're not Mahabhav. So we chant Maha Mantra. Because Lord Chaitanya also told his followers to chant Maha Mantra. Okay.